Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest. You have heard him before. His name is James Goodlett. As a matter of fact, you hear his name every single day. He is the creator of the music that you just heard that introduces everybody that we talk to for the past years and years and years. A talented guy who is also the music minister at Christ Apostolic Temple in Des Moines, Iowa. And he is a fantastic entrepreneur, and I think the world of James Goodlett. James, welcome back to the NewsHour.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
All right. So, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about your business here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting in the church.
Yeah, the Fellowship Hall, yeah.
So tell us, what do you do here?
Well, here at Christ Apostolic Temple, I am the minister of music here. And my responsibilities specifically are help the musicians to learn the music. And we have a lot of young musicians. So they actually started about 2.5 years ago. And it was me, a couple other musicians, but we really needed something more solid.
Yeah.
And so I just started training them. And now we have a pretty solid core. And that's what I do.
And so these are young people who write music?
No, well, they do write music. Yeah, yeah. They're about their teenagers, 13, 14, 15 years old.
And this Christ Apostolic Temple mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have a school?
We have a school.
We have a school. And you're looking for
elementary land to the high school. Yeah, we're looking to expand because people want to come to this church. Now, we teach Christian values,
uh-huh.
and a lot of people out there just, you know, want that. And, you know, they don't feel like they get that in public schools. You know, they really want to have, like, Christian values and just a solid foundation, you know, for young people when they grow up to be, like,
right.
moral men and women. And they look to our church and they're like, you know, I like what you're doing. And so it's like, well, we'd love to have you. We just need the land.
Wow. And this was all founded by a fellow by the name of Jeremiah Reed, right?
Exactly, yes, yes.
And now it's passed on to his son?
Mm-hmm. Dwight Anthony Reed, yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great story, ladies and gentlemen, and obviously a great ministry. And so congratulations on everything that you do, because it's so vitally important.
Thank you very much. I'm just here to help out what's going on here, help the vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned to you, we just had Dana James on from Black Iowa News,
mm-hmm.
and we got to hook you guys up because...
Look forward to
it.
Yeah, look forward to it.
It's a great story. All right. So now... Because you are this gifted musician that...
Thank you.
No, you are. And when people think about music, they think about music in the sense that it is commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it is pop, rap, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you've taken a way different path.
Mm-hmm.
And cinematic type music is what you do. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So talk to us about that.
Well, it started way back when I'm a Star Wars lover. I'm a Star Wars lover, and the reason why I like it is because of the music. One of the things about the music,
right.
and the excitement of that music. And since I was a kid, I was like, wow, I really need to be able to generate that type of excitement in the music. And really, over the years, it's like my vision is when people hear my music, I want to take them on a journey. And that has really helped me in the music department here at church to really understand what music is for in the church. Because when people come to church, that music has got to have an effect to bring people to God. And it's kind of like, and it kind of works almost the same way as in movies and TVs, because it pretty much prepares people either for, you know, whatever content is in there. And so the content in church is, you know, the past, the word. And the content on a commercial may be like, you know, some, you know, Burger King or something like
right,
that.
Right,
so
yeah.
I want to have that. I want to be able to have that kind of sound where people hear my music and I take them somewhere and, you know, some kind of adventure.
Right. And you have done this for a number of people that
mm-hmm.
Tech Mobility, for example.
Yes.
you know, mm-hmm. a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
You did the music for the American Cattleman podcast.
Yeah, they seem to really like it, yeah.
Yeah, and they love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so... Ladies and gentlemen, here, this is just so important, because if you're looking for original, if you want original music that is cinematic, that matches whatever it is that you're doing, this is the guy that you talk to, because, I mean, you just, and you create it on one shot. That was so. So you and I worked together on the American Cattlemen podcast, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I sent you kind of an overview of what this thing was, and you created this piece that fit perfectly to that genre.
Thanks.
I mean, and first time out. I mean, this is incredible, and I can't sing your praises loudly enough. But ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a podcast, if you've got a movie score, if you've got stuff that you're doing in creative, James Goodlett, and you have finally got a website.
Yeah, finally got something that people can be pointed to, yes.
That's
jamgoodproductions.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my email address is james@jamgoodproductions.com.
So that's been a struggle for you, hasn't it, the marketing?
Yeah, well, I'm more of an artist, whatnot. So I'm working with my wife, who's more business minded, and my daughter, who's more So I have people that are working with me as far as like trying to get my stuff together on that end. So it's there, and including my app. So
I think it's interesting, and you are not alone in this. Mm-hmm. I work, our core business is an advertising and marketing agency, and I over the years. I found this to be so true. Creative people or people who have discovered something or entrepreneurs like you, they are so into what they're doing that they can't quite get the marketing side together.
Yeah, we're creative. Well, that's where we have to learn to be a team.
Right.
Get people, this is my strength as a creator. This is my strength as a creator. This is your strength as a financier. And this is getting all the right people behind you and moving toward a vision. So that's why I really applaud my wife, because she's excellent in that. So.
See, so that's what it does take. Mm. It really does take a team of people behind the creative or the entrepreneur to really make it happen. James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, a returning guest. I have watched you grow over the years. Yeah. I think we first came together 8-10 years ago.
Yeah,
something
like that, yeah.
We last visited in a bakery, for crying out loud.
Yeah. didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So what are you working on now? What's got you going today?
Well, right now it's just like I mentioned my app, which is Jam Good Music, and on that app is where you can hear all my original music, all the stuff that I put on there. And I teach piano lessons. I got piano lessons on there as well. And I also teach a concept called building your creative library. And building your creative library deals with the concept of, for all creators, if you're a creator, painter, whatever it is, you have to have inspiration.
Yeah.
But when you diversify that inspiration, it goes into a bucket, which I call your creative reservoir, and that's where we pull for our creativity. So growing that allows people. So you mentioned my range. I'm able to do that, as far as, I've always got compliments from my range and press people. The only reason I'm able to do that is because I've grown my creative reservoir by listening to so many different artists around the world, because I figured if I'm going to do podcasts, movies, I have to be able to do that. That's why I'm able to do those podcasts and be able to hit it like I'm supposed to, because I've expanded my creative library to be able to do that. So when you come to me and say, I need this, okay, what is the vision? What is it that we're all looking for? So when you give me those details, I can pretty much say, okay, we need this, and I need this element, because this is like cattlemen. What is it that, what is ranching and all that kind of stuff? What generates that excitement? And if that podcast comes on, I got to get them. We got to create that. Basically, when you go to the movie, you sit down and the music is there, you pull in, and that's what I want that to be. And so that's what I deal with.
So you have to research in your creative reservoir all of these things that you have experienced in your lifetime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then match whatever that vision is for the podcast, movie, commercial, whatever it happens to be, to your creative reservoir.
Exactly, yeah.
And then create whatever it is that matches the tone of that business.
Exactly. And the larger your creative mind is, or that creative reservoir is, the easier it is to be able to pinpoint, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can do that.
How do you do this?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of the app. That's the whole point of the app. So, for example, A lot of people like Michael Jackson. I like Michael Jackson, right. But I also like John Williams. I also like another guy called Andreas Vollenweider, which is a New Age guy. He plays electric harp. And all these other things, I listen to Arabic music, Hebrew music, African music, Chinese music, but I listen to that with intense interest as if I'm going grocery shopping. And it's like, I like what they did. I collect it and listen to it over and over, where it really just expands my ability to be able to create that kind of stuff.
How do you sleep?
Well, that stuff puts me to sleep sometimes. Not in a bad way, but it's like I can dream off of that kind of stuff.
Wow. James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, a creator, an entrepreneur, and the music minister at Christ Apostolic Temple in Des Moines, Iowa. What is next for you, James? I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, that right now is just marketing the app. Yeah. And then obviously I'm here at the church, and I have real keen interest in developing the artists here. You know, there's a lot of young people that really don't feel like they can do a lot of things, you know, just beat down with society. And that's one thing that I would like to, that's what I want to do in my ministry. It's not just about music. It's about people.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really, really good, and I implore, if anybody is interested in taking up a craft, do it. You know, it's never too late. It doesn't matter how old you are, do it. It's that sense of accomplishment, you know, and you get that sense of pride. And it's really, really important with young people to be able to get that sense of accomplishment. Oh, I can do this. I really am somebody. And that helps the self-esteem, especially now since we're going through like COVID and all these political problems, all this sickness, whatnot. There's a lot of mental health that is affecting the young people. And if I could at least in my ministry be able to help in that area, give them something that they can feel like they can accomplish, something they can own, then that helps them feel more complete as a person, more confident in themselves, and just helps their mental health.
So your message to anybody, whatever age, mm-hmm. is if you've got an idea or a dream or a desire, mm-hmm. go for it.
Just do it. That's one reason why I did do that. You mentioned how I've grown.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a guy that did not like to do a lot of things because of self-esteem. You know, I've been down on myself for a lot of failures. I've been divorced. I've remarried to an outstanding woman. But you know, all these failures in my life, I've had to start and stop over and over and over and over. But I've been able to pick myself up, and I want to honestly credit you with that too, for helping my self-esteem by having me on. You know, when you interview me and ask me questions and tell me things like that, it's very flattering, but it at least gives me a sense of pride in myself that I didn't even have for myself. So what's next for me is just helping, being able to share that with other people. You know, I've been down dark roads, and so has many other people, but as God is helping me and showing me how I can help myself, they can do as well, you know?
What do you attribute this to? I mean, I understand. We've mm-hmm. talked privately about some of the struggles that you had mm-hmm. in the past. But what do you say has been able to put you on the right road? Has it been your ministry? Has it been your family?
It has been my ministry, and it has been, you know, those in my family has been supportive of me. And in this church, there's a lot of, you know, and the pastor, you know, Reed, Bishop Reed and Dwight Reed, they've really helped me out, you know, really seen what I can do and invested their time and energies in myself. So, but also, ultimately, I have to make that decision.
Yeah.
Do I accept myself? Do I like what I'm doing? You know, do I like myself? And a lot of people, there's a lot of artists, a lot of people out there, especially in this day and age, where they just don't like themselves. They don't think that they don't like themselves.
But they don't.
You know, they don't. Well, it comes out in other ways, you know. But if I can encourage anybody, get out there. If there's something that you want to do, go ahead and do it. And like I said, I was trying to get back to, I launched my app. I've been wanting to do that for years, but I just didn't think I could do it for whatever stupid reason. But I did it because I wanted to do it, and I felt like, you know what, I'm just going to try it. Even if it fails, I've met failure before, but I'm learning failure is a part of success. And every time I fail, I just get better. And that's the musical story. I was not always a good musician. But I've had to fall, I've had to practice, I've had to mess up in service. I've had some epic boo-boos, but that's what builds greatness.
And character.
Yeah, definitely character, yeah. Yep.
James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. I can't say enough good things about you, as you well know. And we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. But thank you so much for spending some time and showing me around your church.
Definitely. Thanks for coming. I appreciate
what a,
it.
What an amazing, amazing ministry you folks have here.
Thank you.
From the school to the church to the social hall to the
AON building as well.
It really is amazing. His name is James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, Christ Apostolic Temple. He is the music minister and an entrepreneur that you, if you have any desire to be successful with your project, contact James. James, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Such an honor.
That, once again, is the voice of James Goodlett, a very talented young man who's plying his trade not only in service of his church, but also teaching kids how to become a better musician, and while doing jingles and commercial music for podcasts, movies, and commercials. Good stuff. And yes, we will have links to his website on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now, yes, it is arranged, composed, and conducted by not only the finest musician in the world, but our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.